Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalayim Ma'aser Sheni Daf Nun Tes, the very last daf in the Masechta, and we're starting right at the top of the Amud with the words the Amar Rabbi Yochanan and Vilnius Daf. It's all the way at the beginning of Lam and Gimel Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And here we have the explanation for the Takanos of Yochanan Kohen Gadol that we have in our Mishnah. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan says Yochanan Kohen Gadol Shalchu Badek B'chol Ar Yisrael. Yochanan Kohen Gadol sent messengers and he checked throughout all the cities of Yisrael Umatzan and he found Shaloi Hayim Afrishin El Truma Gadol Bavad that a lot of people specifically. Amaratzim were only separating Truma Gedaila. Aval Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni Mehen Oy Mafrishin Mehen Loy Oy Mafrishin. Some people would separate Meiser Rishon and Sheni. Some people wouldn't. And Amar Yechin Kangalos said as follows: Haylo Meiser Rishon B'Misa Meiser Sheni B'Avayim Tevel. Since if a person eats produce that did not have Meiser Rishon separated from it, he's Chayiv Misa B'Dei Shemayim. Whereas if he eats produce that didn't have Meiser Sheni separated, he's only Ivar Olav that's called Avayim Tevel. So therefore, when a person gets produce from Am Aretz, he has to do the following: Yehi Adam Kairah Shem LeMeiser. That's proper Girsa. He should be Kairah Shame for the Meiser, which means he designates some of the produce as Meiser. He does not have to give it to a Levi, because a Levi would have to prove that Meiser was not separated yet. And he gives Trumas Meiser to a Kain. And Meiser Sheni Mechalo Al Mois, he designates Meiser Sheni as well from his produce that came from an Am Aretz, and he transfers the Kedusha onto money. Vashar Meiser Ani, and he keeps the Meiser Ani for himself. Shamaiti Mechavero Alvarayo, very similar to the Meiser Rishon, we say Maiti Mechavero Alvarayo, and if a poor fellow comes along and says, hey, you owe me Meiser Ani, the guy who currently has it would be able to say, you have to bring me a Raya that the Amarts I got it from didn't have Meiser separated. And this is the reason that Yochanan Kohen Gadol said no more saying Vidoi Meiseris because people weren't separating Meiser properly. The Gemara asks, V'yisvada, why not say Vidoi anyway? Say the Vidoi Meiseris, say the Psukim. So Amar Rav Hila explains, Kas hu lifnei ha-makayim, this is an anchor in front of Hashem, Mishu Oimer, if a person says, Asisi, that I did everything you asked me to, V'lai Asa, but he didn't do everything Hashem asked him to. And that's why the Vidoi Meiser can't be said. Ask the Gemara, Me'ato Mishu Mafresh Mizvada, Misha Eina Mafresh Lo Yisvada. Why don't we just say that a person who did separate Meisers properly and give them to the relevant people, so he says the Vidoi Meisers, and somebody who didn't, so he doesn't say the Vidoi Meisers. And the Gemara answers, you're right, that's actually what was done up until Yochanan Kohen Gadol came along. Kad other Tani, it's like that was taught, Ad Hashkifa, Hayu Oimrin Bekal Namuch, up until the Pasuk of Hashkifa, which is the last Pasuk of Vidoi Meisers, everyone used to say in a low voice, so as not to embarrass the people who couldn't say these Psukim, because again, they didn't give the Meisers properly. Mikan Vahelech from then on, meaning the Pasuk of Hashkifa and onwards, Hayu Oimrin Bekal Gavaya, they would say in a loud voice, and this was done up until Yochanan Kohen Gadol, but then once he came along, he just was mevatel the Vidui Meisers in the first place, because again, of all these people that weren't giving Meiser properly. And we continue explaining Yochanan Kohen Gadol's Takanos. We had said, Es HaMa'irin, he was mevatel these people. Now, who are they? What do they do? Eisen Shayu Oimrin is regarding the Leviim, who used to sing, Ura Lama Sishon Hashem, Awake, why are you sleeping Hashem? Hakitza Al Tiznach Lenetzach, don't forsake us forever. And so he told them, Chi Yashrein Lefnei HaMakayim, is there any sleep in front of Hashem? But like Varnemar, it already says in a different pasuk, Hinei Lo Yanuv Lo Yishon Shemir Yisrael. That the Shem Yisrael doesn't sleep or slumber. And so why are you saying, Ura Lama Sishan Hashem, awake, why are you sleeping Hashem? Hashem doesn't sleep. And Umatam Olaymar, what's the Pasuk telling us, Vayikatz Kiyoshein Hashem, that Hashem awoke like one who was sleeping, El Kavayachal. It's just a Kavayachal. Ki'ilu Lefanov Shena, it's as if Hashem is sleeping, B'shash Yisrael B'tzarov Umas Oilem Bervacha, when Am Yisrael is in a difficult time, and the nations of the world are prospering, so it seems to be that Hashem is sleeping, but really it's just a Mashal, obviously Hashem doesn't sleep. And Mechenu Oymar of something similar in a different Pasuk, which tells us, when they torment me, said Eiv, Talan Eini, my eyes rest. Meaning, when I'm being bothered, I pretend like I'm sleeping. So it's Ki'ilu, like Hashem's doing the same thing when we're in a difficult situation and the Goyim seem to be doing great. And as we explained in the Mishnah, obviously Yochanan Kohen Gadol knew that regular people are not going to make a mistake and think that Hashem is sleeping. It's just for the Amaratzim that would think this. That's why he used Mevatel Levim from saying this Pasuk. Continue to explain, we said, Ve'es HaNoikvin, he used Mevatel the strikers. Who are these? Eisen Shoyu Makan Ogabe Egel Ben Karnov. These are referring to the people that would strike a calf in between its horns, and then it was easy to subdue it and shecht it. And Yochanan Kohen Gadol told them, "An masayatem achil mesem mizbeach treifas. Up until when are you going to feed the mizbeach with treifa animals?" And again, as we explained, it doesn't actually make the animal treif, but to some unlearned onlookers, it would look like they're putting a mum on it, and therefore he stopped his practice. What did he do? V'amad v'asalin tabayis. He stood up and he was metaking tabayis. These were rings on the floor of the base of Mikdash that the animal's neck was inserted into the ring, and it clamped down, holding it in place, and that was a great solution. And Rav Bas says, "B'shem Rav Yuda, tabayis asalahen ruchavas." These rings were wider below and narrower on top because that's the shape of the animal's neck. And continuing with the takanos that he enacted, Ad Yom Avaya Patash Makib Yerushalayim, up until his days, there was a hammer banging in Yerushalayim during Chol HaMoed, and he stopped that practice. And the Gemara explains, Ad Chilas Yomav, it was up until the beginning of his days, meaning he stopped his practice right away. Continuing to explain, we said, Yomav Ein Adam Sarach L'Shal Demai, in his days, no one had to ask regarding Demai, produce that came from an Am Aretz, because the moment someone purchased produce from an Am Aretz, there was this takana that he has to designate the relevant maestres. And why is it said that a person didn't have to ask about Demai, Shehemet Zugais, because he appointed pairs to go around making sure people were Metakin Demai. Now the Gemara tells us, Moses Rabbi Shuba and Levi, Amra Mehen L'Gnai Umehen L'Shavach. The following thing Rabbi Shuba and Levi tells us that some of these enactments were actually a Gnai, meaning they spoke negatively of Yechon and Kohen Gadol, and some of them were for the positive. Dom Rav Yosi B'Shem Rav Tanchum Bar Chia, and Rav Chizkiya says the name of Elazar Rav Yosi, who quotes Rav Tanchum Bar Chia B'Shem Rav Shua ben Levi, Bar Shain originally, Hayu Meiser Nasal Shlesha Chalakim. It used to be that people would take their Meiser and divide it into three portions. Nun Tassam Bez on top, Shlesh L'Makari Kuhun of Levia, a third of their Meiser they would give to Kaihamun Levim that they recognized they were friends of the family, and so they would give a third to them. Ushlesh L'Aitzer, a third was given to the storage houses of the Beis HaMikdash for other Levim and Kaihanim to come and pick up from there. Ushlesh L'Aniyim L'Chavim Shayu Yerushalayim, and a third was actually given to Aniyim and Talmid HaChachamim in Yerushalayim, and this was with the consent of all the Levim. They already had plenty of Meiser of their own, and so they were totally okay with a third of it being given for this use in Yerushalayim. Now we just pause for a moment to say something else. On Rabbi Yisrael Bun, Min Dehavasalik L'Midin B'Yerushalayim, someone who had to go up to Din Torah to Bezan HaGadol Yerushalayim, Adlas Egrin Havayav Medidei, up until three letters that had to be sent to the fellow calling him to Bezdin, that's something that he would have to pay for. But Mikan Ve'elich, if more than three letters had to be sent, Mishal Oitzer, those costs came out of the Oitzer. Now going back to discuss these Maestres, Mishabal Elazar ben Bechayr of Yehuda ben Petira, once these two fellows, Elazar ben Bechayr and Yehuda ben Petira, came along, and there were these strong-armed fellows, Hayu Netel Naisam Bezraya, they used to force their way and grab this Maestro for themselves, even though they weren't Leviim, and Vahayu Sveikin B'yadon Limchais V'loi Micha, they really did have the ability to protest this and to stop these two fellows from grabbing this Meiser, but they didn't do so. They allowed it to continue to happen. And what did Yechon and Kohen Gadol do instead? Ve'hevir Adayas HaMeiser. He just was Mevatel Adayas HaMeiser because the Meisers weren't going to the proper places, so you can't say the Psukim. And Vezu L'Gnai. This is for the Gnai, because really, instead of being Mevatel Adayas HaMeiser, they should have just stopped these people from taking the Meiser. As HaMa'irin L'Shavach, preventing these Ma'irin, that was for the good. Ves HaNoikvin L'Shavach, and preventing these Noikvin, that was also for the good. And Ad Yomav Hayim Patish Makib Yerushalayim Ad Chilas Yomav, as we had said before on Amud Aleph, up until his days on Chol HaMoed, blacksmiths would work in Yerushalayim, and that was up until the beginning of his days, and he stopped that right away, so it seems to be L'Shavach. However, Chassid Shaul Reb Chizkiya, Lo Mistaber Ad Sof Yomav, wouldn't it be logical to say the other way around, that this practice continued all the way till the end of Yechon Kohen Gadol's days? And that's because this is listed much later in the Mishnah, mashma that he was metaken it way later on, and not in the beginning of his days. And Amrulay, Reb Chizkiya responded to him, Ofana Sover Kain, I actually hold like that as well. And lastly, we conclude with the word Demai. What's the understanding of this word? Rabbi Yossi says B'Shem Rabbi Avo, and Reb Chizkiya says B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda and Pazi. Demai, what's the understanding of the word? Demi Tikain, Demai Loi Tikain. It seems that it's Matukin, but it also seems that it's not Matukin, meaning we're not so sure. It's a Suffolk. Maybe it had the proper Meiser separated. Maybe it didn't. And with this, Hadrolach Karim Ravai, Uslikala Mesechas Meiser Sheni, Mazel Tov finishing the fifth and last parak of the Mesechta. Just like we were Zecha to finish this Mesechta together, we should be Zecha to finish all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with a brand new Mesechta, Mesechas Chala. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.